Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. Well, phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome to the show. The show's about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. All health on demand just for you. Doctor means teacher. If we don't teach you anything, then what are we doing here? We're here for you in all original health programming right there. You can watch it on your phone, your device, your smart TV, your computer, whatever. We're here for you each and every day. That's what we do. Let's go to Carl. Hi, Carl.
I have a problem with my legs. I am not standing straight. And my gait is off on my legs. But my legs have rheumatoid arthritis and one leg, and it's that they tried to stretch my muscles in my legs, make me stand up, and I've done this for over a year now, and it's not working.
Well, I think a couple things you wanna look at. Now, the legs themselves, you talk about circulation, you can talk about nerve flow. There's a lot of things you can start looking at. And if they've done testing on it and really don't know what's going on, but you're feeling that every single day, I would go see one of two practitioners. I would see either a chiropractic physician that can lay things out for you and look at some testing from a little bit different perspective, non-surgical, look at the nerve related issues that might be involved. And osteopathic physicians can do a similar type of thing. They're going to look as well with nerve flow, but they're going to look at vascular flow too. All non-surgical. Now, once you figure out exactly where some of this achiness is coming from, it could just be something nutritional. Very common to have a nutritional component to it that could be there. So you always want to have that looked at as well. So you could have some basic nutritional deficiencies. I mean, there could be something as simple as vitamin K deficiency that causes achiness in the body and in the legs. Could be vitamin E. You don't have enough of that. Blood could be too thick. Can have all kinds of issues going on. So could be too thin, too thick. So there's a lot of questions and could be. So I would get the testing done, get some blood testing done, have someone look at it from a nutritional perspective that can really give you some good advice, and then give me a call and let us know, and then we can kind of go from there. That's one of the big keys for sure. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call. Now, if you're not a big protein person, I would encourage you to be. One of my favorite protein powders that I use is One World Whey. You can check them out at oneworldway.com. It's fantastic. And again, one of those things that I've been taking whey proteins my whole life, and I work out and exercise. I'm just a big fan. And I've never found one that I like this much, really. And it's something I use. I take three shakes a day. And it's hormone-free, pasture-raised cows, growth hormone-free, antibiotic-free. I've just never had the benefits that I've seen from this. So check them out, oneworldway.com. Really, really good stuff. All right, so we've got Thomas in Dallas, Texas. He says, are multivitamins as helpful as taking independent supplements by themselves? I really like a multi. It's been touted in medicine forever that it's good. I mean, it's probably the one supplement outside of vitamin D now that that we all physicians agree on, that a multivitamin is a good idea. So multivitamins are great, and I really like the, you know, you want a whole food multivitamin. That's very important. If you've never been able to find a good one, and you can find a great whole food supplement there. But, I mean, it's one of those deals that you've got, even if you eat a great diet that's organic and you feel like you're getting all your fruits and vegetables, there's always filling in the gaps. I mean, there's something that your body's not getting that your body needs to get. So the multivitamin goes in and it covers over the gaps and it fills it in. So that's what you kind of want to look at when you're dealing with that. All right. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Skimping breakfast. Have you ever heard about that? Right. Mom told you don't skip breakfast. It's the most important meal of the day. It is. So what's interesting is now they're saying skipping breakfast can be a recipe for heart disease. So you better be eating not the biscuits and the donuts. It's got to be the right kind of breakfast. However, men in middle age and beyond who skip breakfast or eat late at night because of greater risk of developing coronary heart disease. New research is out. Male health professionals said who regularly skip breakfast were 27% more likely to die during 16 years of follow-up. That's crazy. According to Leah Cahill, who's at the Harvard School of Public Health in Boston. So they adjusted all these studies for diet, demographics, physical activity, television watching, and amount of sleep. And those who said they ate at night were 55% more likely to die. People who just eat at night, late at night, 55% more likely to die. It's interesting. Both relationships, however, felt shy of statistical significance after further adjustment from the body mass index. This is all in the Journal of American Heart Association. But they said if replicated in women and other ethno-cultural groups, the findings from the present study provide evidence to support the recommendation of daily breakfast eating by clinicians and health authorities to prevent coronary heart disease and improve health at both the individual and population levels. So they said there's a lot of things we don't know can do to reduce our coronary heart disease risk. So in a scientific statement recently, the American Heart Association in 2012, researchers outlined effective population approaches to improve these dietary habits. So the bottom line is stay away from all the junk food, high fructose corn syrup and all that, and the high sugar-based foods. But skipping breakfast causes a rise in cortisol on a regular basis, very destructive to the body if it's done over and over and over again. And so breakfast gives the body the nutrients it needs, stabilizes blood sugar, blunts cortisol, and gets the body ready for the day and the nutrients. And then, of course, the eating at night piece is very interesting to me because I think you have to look at what they ate. Because if at night you eat two whole eggs before you go to bed, it's not going to cause you death risk. I mean, it's just not. Your body actually does well to stabilize blood sugar through the night. And I think it's if you eat a bunch of ice cream. The problem is people eat bags of cookies and ice cream and donuts, and they have all these cravings at night, fried chicken or whatever it is, and then they go to bed on that, and they do that on a regular basis, and then that can wreak havoc on your health. But that'd wreak havoc on your health if you did it anyway. So that's all I'm saying. 888-283-7272. Give us a call. If you haven't checked us out yet, we want to get you in shape. Your mind, your body, your health, your relationships, everybody, we want to see you get in shape, thrive, begin to make it, to go to that next level with your health and your life. 888-283-7272. We're here for you. Coming up, we've got some great questions for your health. I see you waiting on the phones. Plus, I'm going to jump in and get some info for you that you don't want to miss. We'll be right back. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show, 888-283-7272. This is 888-283-7272. So glad you're with us. Check us out on the web. Go to AsaRx.com. That's AsaRx.com. I'm Asa with you here each and every day to coach you, push you, and get you to that next level. That's what we want to see. That's why we're here. That's why the show's taking the nation by storm, 300-plus cities, and growing every single day. That's why we do what we do, so we can make an impact in your health in your life. That's what we want to see more than anything. So talking about fat and how fat is actually good for you, when we thought for so long it's not good for you, it's really important to understand that getting enough fat in your daily routine, and depending on your body weight, you want to get in a certain amount. So for the average person, usually about 75 grams a day, depending on your body weight, is a good number of grams of fat. You're thinking, man, that's a lot. Not really. It's really not. And you have to have it. So fat's important for your skin, hair, and nails. Fat is important for your hormones. Fat's important for your cardiovascular health. Fat is important for your brain health, okay, your brain chemistry, for your brain to function the way that it needs to. It needs fats, okay? Fat's important for your immune system, okay? Fat's important for so many areas of your life, and that's why we need it. That's why when you get too low in fat, it becomes an issue. So I just want to encourage you to make sure to get a good balance and ratio of fats in your diet, along with your proteins and your carbohydrates. But I talk a lot about that in my book, okay? And if you haven't checked out our book, we've also I'm giving my book away right now. So if you go to myfreehealthbook.com, giving it to you as a gift right now, during everything that our country is going through, you go to myfreehealthbook.com, and you can get your free copy. You just got to cover the shipping and handling. That's it. That's all I ask. I'll give you the book. You pay to get it there. No big deal. So scientists are discovering something about fat that I want to talk to you about in a minute. But first, I want to get on the phone and go to Fred. Hi, Fred.
Hi. I would like to know if a body has to have a certain amount of sugar are you supposed to have a certain amount of sugar in your diet, or can a body live without having sugar in your diet, just basically being sugar-free, except for maybe what's in a fruit or something along them lines?
That's a great question. So there's a lot of talk right now, in theory right now, in the keto diet, okay, which is just a repackaging of the Atkins diet from the days old. None of these things are new. It's just marketing, okay? Like, there's nothing new under the sun with that. So when you talk about a keto diet, which removes all carbohydrates except for, like, maybe 50 grams tops, if that, and it puts your body into a state called ketosis where it runs on fat instead of sugar, then, you know, that's a whole different animal. But you never completely eliminate sugars. Like, sugars are in foods. Even proteins contain, like, a piece of chicken still has a certain amount. Even if it's 1 gram or half a gram of sugar, still has it in there. So you're never going to completely get away from it. And any carbohydrate, okay, it doesn't matter, from a vegetable to a fruit to a potato to a bean to a piece of bread, all grains, those are all, any carbohydrate is a sugar. So it doesn't have to be like table sugar and candy to be considered sugar. If it's a carbohydrate, if it's in those categories I just mentioned to you, then it is a sugar. The body converts that to glucose and glycogen, okay, which is sugar. And there's different types of sugar, like fruit has what's called fructose in it. And it does different things in the body than, say, glucose. Glucose is what is turned into, like, a starch, will turn into glucose. Like, you eat a potato, goes into the body, turns into glucose, and then, you know, your body puts it and stores it, either uses it for energy or stores it as what we call glycogen, and it'll store it in the muscle, or it can be stored and converted into fat. The carbs that we don't use, the sugars that we don't use, get converted into fat, and that's what everybody gets freaked out about and tries to avoid and all that. So sugar, when you say it like that, you're going to get it in your foods. And do I think you need to go sugar-free? Well, no, because that means you're going vegetable-free, and you're going brown rice-free, and you're going sweet potato-free, and all of that. And I don't think that's good. I think the balance is the key for the body. That's why I'm not a huge fan of like keto and all that. It's people say all day long, oh, that's the best, the best, the best. But the body's designed for balance. I mean, if you want to do anything that's a little different, and I like the idea of intermittent fasting from a science standpoint than just about any of them. Now, in our, what we teach with the anti-inflammatory diet, and then of course in our clinical side of things, we teach that, you know, the balance. And so we've got a consistent eating program based on your goals. I mean, whatever your body needs, but we've got a consistent eating type system that works mainly on cutting out inflammation and getting the body to a point where it really functions at a better level. And it does include a partial day fast, which is what intermittent fasting is. You eat every day, but you just fast for a certain amount of hours. So it could be fast 16 hours and you eat in an 8-hour window. Some people modify it and do a 14-hour fast and eating in a 10-hour window. Like, there's different ways of doing that. But that is good. It's got health benefits, definitely, that we've learned that can play a big role. So for sure you can look in those kind of options, but to cut sugar out completely, I don't think it's wise. You've got too many things in the body that need it. And I don't care what they say. Yes, there is a process in the body, okay? If you don't have enough sugar, like when you're in ketosis, the body turns into does a process called gluconeogenesis. And basically, which is interesting, though, because you got to think, why did God set up in the body this thing called gluconeogenesis? What that is basically, the body gets to a place where if it doesn't have sugar, it will take fat and convert it into sugar. So it has some sugar to use, basically. Or it can use glycogen, okay? So you got to ask yourself the question, okay? If the body runs on sugar, right? Let's just say that, for example. I mean, table sugar and all that is garbage. Like that, the body was never designed for that. You're never going to get good health on that approach. But if the body was designed to have sugars in it, and then there's a backup mechanism in case sugar's not available, that's the backup mechanism. That's not the primary mechanism. So if it's the backup mechanism, then again, God's always going to give us a plan B. But still, our primary mechanism is to run off of carbohydrate and sugar. Now, balance is always the key. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
USA Radio News.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is reaffirming Western support for Ukraine.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin speaking to military leaders gathered in Germany that Ukraine's resistance has brought inspiration to the free world and even greater resolve to NATO.
Ukraine clearly believes that it can win, and so does everyone here. Ukraine needs our help to win today, and they will still need our help when the war is over.
Mr. Austin added, Russian President Vladimir Putin never imagined that the world would rally behind Ukraine so swiftly and surely. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The White House says Vice President Kamala Harris has tested positive for COVID-19. Neither President Biden nor First Lady Jill Biden are considered a close contact of Harris. The Vice President is not showing symptoms but will isolate at her residence. This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Home prices jumped nearly 20% in February, but a slowdown may be coming. A researcher with Realtor.com said as the U.S. moves into the spring housing market, demand is likely to cool as buyers reevaluate their budgets and timelines. The police officer convicted of killing George Floyd wants a new trial.
An attorney representing former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is filing an appeal for a new trial. The 82-page appeal argued several reasons why Chauvin could not have received a fair trial in Minneapolis for the murder of George Floyd. Chauvin's attorney says jurors felt pressure over further protests and riots by Twin Cities residents if the former officer was acquitted. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Gas prices are up for the first time in nearly a week. The AAA station survey finds the national average price for regular is up 1 cent to $4.13 per gallon. The national average is up 3 cents per gallon over the past week, but it's 21 cents lower than it was a month ago. Sister Andre, a French nun, has become the oldest person in the world at 118 years and 73 days. The previous oldest person in the world, Kane Tanaka of Japan, died, and the Guinness World Records confirmed Sister Andre's title as the world's oldest person. Sister Andre's secret to a long life? Chocolate and wine. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Eat every single day, they make a difference in what we do. Matter of fact, I get asked all the time, what's more important, food or exercise and being healthy? And I really have to say unequivocally with all the research that's out there that what we eat, right? We are what we eat. You never heard the old adage, we are what we lift or we are what we exercise, have you? No, never have. That's because our exercise is important, but I think it's about 20% of it. I love exercising. I'm into it. It's one of my hobbies. Enjoy being active, but I'll tell you this: your eating habits, your food is your medicine. That is going to make the biggest difference in your overall health in so many different ways. Food is medicine in so many different ways. It's a form of it, and our body breaks down for eating the wrong kind of foods over a long period of time. And so when we start eating the right ones, it's amazing to watch the body turn around. because it really can. The paradigm is shifting in a big way, and I think we're learning that. Our kids are learning that for sure, and we're seeing how our choices each day, they really do matter. So we're talking about today, we're going to talk about olives and how good they are for you. It's one of those things, olives, when we think about olive oil, and we think about cooking with it or putting it on a salad or whatever. But how often do you really go get olives and eat them out of like a restaurant or if they put one in one of your drinks or something, right? We really don't just go get a jar of olives and start hitting them, right? So, but they've got so many health benefits to it. I want to jump into that. I mean, so many, it's amazing, right? I think if you know this and understand it, then you can, it might want to encourage you to make them a part of your diet a little bit more. Of course, in the Mediterranean area, we call it the Mediterranean diet. Olives are a staple. It's part of it. So they're high fat. I want you to think about, when you think olives, I want you to think fat. So, just like when you eat a handful of nuts, don't think protein, think fat. All right? When you eat nuts and seeds, you're getting healthy fats in. But do they have some protein? Yeah, it's like 1 gram. I mean, it's like really negligible. Think about those as fats. Olives, think about that as fat. But the type of fat is monounsaturated. It's oleic acid. And what's powerful about it, it's an essential fatty acid, also contains linoleic acid, which is a very small amount of alpha-linoleic acid. Okay, but this high monounsaturated fat, olives, are known to reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. When diets are low in monounsaturated fat, are altered, increased the monounsaturated fat content without becoming too high, then what happens is you get a split in the ratio. The blood cholesterol decreases, LDL goes down, HDL goes up, and it reverses the risk of heart disease. So recent research has also shown that monounsaturated fat found in olives help decrease blood pressure. And the oleic acid found in olives, once absorbed by the body, transported to our cells, can change overall patterns at the cell membrane level, means that it helps our cells function better. So with phytonutrients, a big fancy word, olives are pretty amazing. They have all these different compounds that are very, you know, if I started naming them off, they would make no sense to you. Just know they have what's called polyphenols, okay? And they're very good byproducts in there, that different acids and whatnot that help your body function better. And they're great. And the good thing about it, antioxidant levels are extremely high. So oxidative stress, a situation where our cells are insufficiently protected from potential oxygen damage that can be there. Olives are a good source of the antioxidant vitamin E. They also contain small amounts of antioxidant minerals like selenium and zinc. However, it's the phytonutrient content of olives that makes them unique as an antioxidant-rich food. So perhaps one of the best-studied antioxidant phytonutrients found in olives is oleopurin. And the oleopurin is easily found in olives, but it's also been shown to function as a strong antioxidant in a variety of ways. So scavenger nitric oxide, which is a reactive oxygen-containing molecule, is also beneficial. But the anti-inflammatory benefits, too, are really strong. In addition to the function as antioxidants, many of the phytonutrients found in olives have well-documented anti-inflammatory properties. And by blocking special histamine receptors called H1 receptors, unique components in whole olive extracts help provide us with anti-inflammatory benefits. Extremely beneficial. CRP, which is a blood test, I recommend everybody getting that done about every 6 months if you're over the age of 40. C-reactive protein, CRP, as we call it, is widely used to access the likelihood of unwanted inflammation. Olive polyphenols, these chemicals I'm talking about, have been found to reduce the activity of a lot of the inflammatory processes. Now, here's a big one too. The anti-cancer benefit in olives are nothing short of amazing. Okay? The research and study on this is by far some of the best. And what's interesting too about it that I really like is that when you look at olives and you look at the benefits, we're talking about the top leading killers in America, really around the world, heart disease and cancer. Okay, and you start looking at olives and what they do, they've got strong amount of anti-inflammatory properties, heavy on the antioxidants, and it makes them a great natural protection, like a shield against the cancer, because the chronic oxidative stress and the chronic inflammation that we have is what leads to a lot of the development of cancer. And what's interesting about cancer, our food is our medicine, by the way. We're talking about that, and we're talking about why olives are so good for us. But, you know, what's interesting, too, is with cancer, we all have cancer cells in our bodies at any given moment, but then our body is able to fight that. You know, that's what's so cool about our immune system is it comes in and it's able to fight these cancer cells and restore and get everything back to normal. Well, and that's one of the big keys, too, is you have to look at a lot of these anti-inflammatory properties and how the olives can come in and reduce that. So just about a handful of olives, usually about 8 to 12 olives a day, is enough to create a pretty strong, significant change in our overall chemistry in our body. So the black olives, red olives, it doesn't matter. Green olives, they're all great. And to eat on a regular basis is a great idea. Now, the research mainly focused in cancer on two types. It focused on breast cancer and stomach cancer. Now, stomach cancer is very prevalent. Colon cancer is the most prevalent, okay, as far as the outside of lung cancer. But in the case of breast cancer, special attention has been paid to the triterpene nutrients in olives, including erythridiol, uvalol, and oleic acid. So these olive nutrients have been shown to help interrupt the life cycle of breast cancer cells. Interruption of the cell cycles have also been in the case of gastric cancer. So with the second type of cancer, the exact olive phytonutrients involved is less clear. But one of the mechanisms linking olive intake to cancer protection may be in our genes. Antioxidant phytonutrients in olives may have a special ability to protect DNA and the key chemical component, the genetic material in our cells, from oxygen damage. The DNA protection from unwanted oxidative stress means better cell function in a wide variety of ways and provide cells with decreased risk of cancer development. So that's the cool thing about it, is that the olives themselves really can come in and they provide so many different protective mechanisms that help our body fight. That's where the strength is in our body's ability to fight and do well. So one of the keys you have to look at overall whenever you're looking at cancer, whenever you're looking at heart disease, is what kind of foods are you eating? If our foods are medicine, right? If you're eating junk food and expect to have good health, I don't care about the grandma that lived to be 90 and then she ate, you know, fast food burgers and french fries every day and smoked. I get it. There are some genetic anomalies out there, people that just do what they want. I get that. That is not the majority of people. All right? Most people have health issues that result from their lifestyle choices. That's how the body works. And so with olives, as a great example, when you increase the foods that you like that taste good to you, it's one thing. But when you add the foods in that you know have benefit, all right, like olives, because of the strong anti-cancer benefits with breast cancer and gastric cancer that we know of, and it cuts down the inflammation all the way through, and heart disease, the anti-inflammatory benefits. With coronary artery disease and heart disease, one of the biggest issues is inflammation of the lining of the arteries. And if you have a food that can cut that down, if you have a food that can create more benefit, if you have a food that can really make an impact and difference in that, then that's where you have a solid win. And that's what I want to encourage you with. Your foods matter. So no matter what you're doing right now, it doesn't matter. If you've had a terrible diet for the last 20 years, okay, today can be a brand new day. So if our foods are medicine, realize that if you have high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, fibromyalgia, you don't feel good, your back hurts, you get headaches all the time, you want to evaluate your food first. Your lifestyle choice, look, your lifestyle is your medicine, but food, I believe, is one of the top forms of that. Because what we put in our body really does become our body, and we have to manage that and understand that if we don't eat the right kind of foods each and every day, that our body will suffer for it, and we have to put the right stuff in to get the right out. And our choices matter. So with foods, I encourage you, as you learn here on the show, when you learn about the new things, go out and try it. You know, the thing is, most of what I talk about is in your cupboard, in your refrigerator, or at the local supermarket. you know, it's not high-end specialty. Order it from Europe, and it's twigs and berries. I mean, these are foods. These are items. These are lifestyle choices. It's like this. It's like eat more olives. It's when I do a topic on anything. Just add them to your diet. It's one of my tops. When you understand that this makes a difference, you'll understand that it'll give you higher quality of life with all that you have. And on this show, that's our goal with what we do here. Food is your medicine each and every day.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
On-call radio and watch on-call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Check us out on the web. Go to InShapeNetwork.com. You're listening to On Call Radio. We're here for you each and every day. Let's go to the phones and talk to Harold. Hi, Harold.
I have a teeth problem, and I've discovered this Silk non-dairy milk that they have almond milk and cashew milk. Am I getting enough almond and cashews in this milk as far as the protein intake I need daily?
I don't think so. I mean, that's my opinion. I don't look at nuts for protein. Okay, that's just not, you don't need, they have some in them, but you don't really need to count them that much because most of your protein sources need to come from chicken, fish, beef, eggs, or pea protein, I think. Powders are really good and beneficial, but you need to make sure you're getting enough for your body type, especially to hit your goals, whatever that might be. So with your body, you want to shoot for about 1 gram per pound of body weight. That's typically average to really maintain good lean muscle. You can drop it down to about 0.75 per pound, but most athletes are good at about 1 gram. That's what I shoot for, okay? People do really well with that. And it's easy. It's not that hard on your kidneys, which is always a big concern, because calories. It's about the quality of the food you're putting in. That is what makes the difference on a regular basis, and that's what I would potentially shoot for. So the almond milk is great. Make sure you're doing sweetened, but you just want to make sure you're getting the right kind in the right way. That's the big deal with it, okay? And get your protein sources elsewhere. I think you just want to add that up. It's a better way to go. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is your show. If you haven't found a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, we can help you. Go to InShapeNetwork.com. Now, injuries are big, and a lot of people have auto accidents, slip and falls, and get into a lot of where they need rehabilitation. And that's a lot of what we do, too. We do two things at our clinics and at our Center for Lifestyle Medicine. And there's some things that are really important. Lifestyle rehab is where your lifestyle choices haven't been that good. You've got blood pressure, blood sugar, you gain too much weight, and you need to just kind of rehab your overall lifestyle, right? Well, that's what we do. We rehab your lifestyle. We get it back where it needs to be, and we create customized ways of figuring out what your body's lost through the years and what to do to regain it. Injury rehab is another area where if you're in an auto accident or if you're slip and fall or if you've hurt yourself, injured, playing sports, whatever, then you got to get your body rehabbed from an injury, and that depends on where it is. If it's the back, if it's the neck, if it's the elbow, it's the shoulder, the knee. It takes time, but there's specific training that needs to happen to get your injury rehabilitated back to the right place. So we want to help bring you back to where you came from, and that's a real key. And so when you go to InShape Network, you get our website, you'll find a lot of that can really help you, and articles that can help you and kind of get you to that next level to where you want to go. All right, 888-283-7272. Let's go to Julie. Hi, Julie.
I've been diagnosed third stage renal failure. I've been able to make some changes in my diet to accommodate that, and my kidneys are functioning back up to roughly 60%. But I have been plagued with arthritis of the shoulders, the hands, my spine, and my right hip. And nothing has helped, and I cannot take any more pharmaceuticals because of the renal failure. What's my other option?
So here's the thing. First of all, I wouldn't use the word plagued because you're not plagued with it. Okay? You got some challenges, yes, but challenges are there to overcome, right? That's what they're there for. That's why we get those in life, I believe. We get challenges so we can overcome them and we can walk through them. So that's one of the big keys. I would look at this, all right? I would look at the fact that with the kidneys, you've got to have someone, a good dietitian, nutritionist, someone, lifestyle specialist, that can walk you through that. You need to have someone that can really mark your diet, lay out an eating plan, and walk you through a strategy that can help. Okay? That is something that's super important. Now, the other item that we have to look at, and this is super important, okay, is on the side of dealing with your overall health, and even arthritis, it's an inflammation, right? Itis means inflammation. So you want to cut down the inflammatory process overall. And by doing that, it really is helpful to be able to understand that one of the keys is to make sure you're eating the right kind of foods. And it is. I mean, there's an anti-inflammatory diet in my book. Our physicians and providers, we go through that as well with patients and clients. All that makes a big difference. And so you can find that at our website and get in touch with our office. But the thing that you want to look at more than anything, too, is that when you cut down the inflammation with arthritis, then it starts in the digestive tract. And there's so much you can do to pull that out. Now, naturally, I know you're talking about you don't want to do a lot of pharmaceuticals. I get that. I really do. But when you start looking at things like fish oil and you start increasing your fatty acids, I mean, I would have to look at your overall eating style to help you figure out. A lot of people think that just arthritis comes with old age. It's not true. Our habits will determine our aches and our pains. Our eating choices, our habits, will determine our aches and pains. So all that happens with our choices that we make every day. That is one of the biggest keys of what determines it. So you have to figure that out first to see where a person really is. That's the key. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.